Koyach, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. It's my pleasure. I said I didn't want to start when you're starting to eat, because if I give anybody a stomachache, you're going to yell at me. So like this, it's already mistam, partially digested. I hope, as does Hashem. Okay. But I take no responsibility for indigestion, right? All right. Okay, so L'chatchila, I was just called the day, so it's not a problem. I'm just saying I didn't know exactly what the venue should be, what we should talk about. But so L'chatchila, I was going to say a little bit Drush, maybe a little bit with the 3 weeks, 9 days. But that's, and then somebody else had asked me that we should go straight into to Mila, especially. I just want to mention also, Taka, this, you know, everybody knows Dr. Shprech, I wrote his name down. He has the Rav Shlema, the Shlema Zalman Ben Lifke. So this should be Bischusai. Whoever knows him, I know he's a very, very fine person, and for a very, very long time. So to the contrary, and he had once had a thing over there with this Mila, so maybe this will be a follow-up on that, okay? Very, very good. Somebody wants to debate me, I have no problem with it. You know, that's what I'm saying. But it could be just as good without the debating also. All right? Fair enough? Okay. As a Hagdoma, so this will be a little Dapa Drush, which is Negeo also. You know, we just finished a week or so ago the Pashas Balak. Everybody's familiar with Bilam, Balak, the Chamor. He was going, and the Chamor didn't want to go. And this way, that way, 3 times, banged his foot against the side. And then Bilam starts beating him up. And the Chamor tells Bilam, listen, starts having a conversation. And, you know, Bali Musa speak about this. Interesting. Imagine that one of us would be walking in the street. We have a sheikhet over here, 2 sheikhet over here. And, the animal that he's about to, or whatever, starts having a conversation with him. I think the sheikhet will have to be picked off from the ground. It's a double parsha. It seemed Bilam wasn't phased, and the animal said, as a matter of fact, he treated him like a shabba b'shabba. He was speaking to him, and he's swinging back, and he's arguing it out. To the contrary, the animal was so smart that the Chazal said that he out-argued Bilam, and came to the point that at the end, that's why he had to be killed, because if he's menatzeach, the animal is menatzeach, the thing, that's not kovod habrias, and therefore that the malach had to kill, how to kill him. But one of the Bali Musa said, is an interesting point, he said, the animal started talking, and Bilam, thinking about, like, he said, where was Bilam? Where was this conversation? Bilam is on, right, on top, and the animal, I guess he was talking to him, I guess he, you know, bent his head by right, said the first thing the Chamor should have said is, get off my back. I mean, we're talking shava b'shava, right? We're having a conversation. I say like this, you say like that. You say, either I'll go on top of you, or you should go, but what are you doing, man? So one of the Bali Musa, he says, the answer is that a chamor bleibt a chamor. He could talk, and he could be smart, but the answer is a donkey, and it remains a donkey. He could be talking, and a thing like that doesn't mean anything as far as that's concerned. And I'll tell you, interesting story with the Tsar. And you'll see why this is maybe just a prelude, maybe we're going to talk about it a little bit. This is a true story, that the Tsar was going to inspect the troops. And the way they used to do it was, they used to have rows of Kazakhs over there in Russia, and they used to stand both sides, holding their scimitars, whatever it is there, their knives, the big things over there. And the Tsar used to walk between the two rows of knives, and that was the inspecting the guard or a covert for whatever it was. So as the Tsar was walking, one of the guys, I guess maybe he was an ISIS, I don't know what he was, he tried to kill the Tsar. He took his knife, the sword really, and as the Tsar was walking, he started to bring it down on top of his head. So the guy on the opposite side of the row stuck his sword, or scimitar, whatever you want to call it, underneath, and prevented the Tsar from getting his head cut off. It's a maestro. Well, for Shteitzach, the first guy, he didn't, I don't know if there was a gazayas left from him by the time they finished with him, but they took care of him, take it from the yard. There was no, they didn't have to go hire lawyers, and didn't have to go to court for 500 years. They took care of him, take it from the yard. There was no spakers. Later on, the Tsar calls in this guy, and the guy who saved his life, he calls him and says, what's your name? Private Alexei, whatever it is, yeah? He says, you know, yeah, you saved my life? He says, yeah, I know. So he said, I don't like to bleib schuldig, like we say. I don't owe people things. You saved my life, tell me what it is that you want, and you'll get it. So this private thinks for a few seconds, and says, the sergeant, or whatever it is, the guy who's on top of them, says, he always bothers me. He tells me to do this, he tells me that. Tell him to bug off. He should stop bothering me. The Tsar says, you got it. So the Tsar calls in this, whatever it is, sergeant, lieutenant, whoever's the guy's running the show there, and he tells him, you know, this private Alexei, no bothering anymore. Whatever it is that is, he does, unless it's mamish bosamayim adnofish, you don't bother him. That's one thing. And I want to tell you a second thing also, the Tzar tells him. He never, ever gets an advancement. He remains a private for the rest of his life. You cannot make him anything. So the guy says, my Tzar, Adoni Hazar, this guy saved your life. He deserves to, He says, I can't have my offices idiots, stupid idiots. I can't have that. He says, this guy cannot be advanced because he's a moron. He could have asked for whatever he wanted. He could have asked for no, whatever it is that you, what did he ask for? That the guy, he said, he has to remain a private because I can't have that. My offices should be people who are Naronim. That's it. And close to what we said before, as a chamor blabta chamor. That's it. The donkey is a donkey. He may do good things, maybe say smart things, but the end result is a chamor zma. And Bemis says, this is the get, Klal Yisrael to get to us, all of us, and the Balei Musar speak about it, Gabi. Even when a person comes to ask Gabi Yochel from the Ribono Shel Olam, the Kami is in 3 weeks, or that'll be whatever else it is, we ask the Ribono Shel Olam. Some people, me included, such an Irish kaiten. You could ask Mashiach, you could ask for something. This guy, that, I have a deal today, I have a deal tomorrow, I don't have a deal in my car. No, it's nothing wrong with that. The person has to be misspelled the whole time. Now, we're not being mabattled, feel on the thing. I know people, every move they said, have a bunch of them help me. That's not, nothing wrong with that. But we're talking about that in the general picture. When a person has, a Klal Yisrael has, when they're coming to be munched from the Ribono Shel Olam, to ask from the Ribono Shel Olam, don't waste it. Because you know what it'll be. You say, yeah, you'll get that, but you'll blab a chamor and you end up with nothing. That's a little bit of a hagdama to a thing like this. When it comes to halachas, when it comes to zachen, that's, sometimes, I've said this before, and I'll repeat it again. People don't like to be confused with the facts. You start, people have whatever it is, they decided this, they decided that, and then you tell them this, tell them that. So the last thing they want is to be confused with the facts. So once you start shaking the boat a little bit, so this is no good and that's no good, and you didn't say it, he didn't say it, I never heard of him say it, and what you're quoting is not there, this and not that. The end result is that a person has to realize that he has to have his own seichel also. You understand what I mean? A person is presented with certain things, and even certain things which may be a little bit chiddush to him, right? And even and this guy, you hear two people think, so the end result is that you have to have a little bit, all of us have to have a little bit of seichel to be able to differentiate and see at the end result is what really looks like should be the right way. Okay, this is a general hagdama on thing. We're going to speak now a little bit because I was asked to do so. Okay, I was going to speak generally either a little bit, Drush I said, or just a general on Hilchos Milah, but I'm owing to the fact that this is whatever, I want to speak a little bit about Metzitzos Torah. We can speak about other things also, I don't mind. I'm just saying, but we're going to speak a little bit about Metzitzos. I said, but here was the B'Sham Haya Hamokim, so let's talk a little bit about that also. Okay, if everybody's masking, I'm asking another thing. Okay, not a problem. Okay, whatever I'm going to tell you, come out, unless those things don't quote there. So myself is, I can give you, quote where it is, how it is, when it is, and get a thing, copies or whatever it is. And let's start off just Shin Lamed Aleph is Hilchos Milah on Shabbos, and there's a Bi'alacha. I'm sorry that I can't even show it to you, but if anybody has Mishnah Berurah, you'll look yourself. And it's something very, very interesting. And this is, I just spoke about it, and people don't even realize it. Oisim kol tzorchei milah b'Shabbos, moyalin, upoyalin, and moitzitzin. Machabes starts off, you do, on Shabbos, you do all tzorchei milah, milah, priya, and mitzitza. Milah is milah, cutting, the word milah means cutting, basically. And upoyalin means to uncover, and basically we're talking about is the or Hapriya, we could be here for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we won't go into that, but just let's, as an over, call it an overview. And then Mitzitzim. Now, as people don't realize this, and this is the word Mitzitzim, it's found over here, it's in Yerodea, it's in the Gemara, it says, called Motzatz, it doesn't say any place what Mitzitzim means. Any person who tells you that it says the words Mitzitzim, with any explanation, and certainly the constitution of the Tzitzit Repair is being politically correct, we'll say disingenuous, and I'll tell you he's a liar. But both mean the same thing, of course. It doesn't say the word Tzitzit Repair any place, not in the Gemara, not in the Mishnah, not in the Shach, not in the Taz, not in any of the Noisa Kalim. It doesn't say it. The word Tzitzit Repair does not say. it is true that in the Mukubalim, it is brought down the Tzitzit Bepeh for whatever reasons are. But when we're talking about Shulchan Aruch, Shas, Mishnayis, wherever you want to look, you will not find. If you find it, let me know. I happen to know, I'm not such a smart guy, but you know, to say that something is not any place, you have to be know everything. But it just happens to be that what I'm quoting you is the Chassam Sofer, and many other places can say the same thing. When they speak about the Shail of Tzitzit Bepeh, they're saying it isn't found. The word Bepeh is not found. Okay, so let's the first thing. And I remember I told you over the years, I told the people, they thought I was coming from the moon. And I think that they're coming from the moon. People get, and you have to know, you have to be an informed consumer, right? Okay, so that's first of all, the word doesn't say. Now, what does Metzitza mean? Okay, so if that's the case, what does Metzitza mean? Now, there's some Sefer, if we'll have time, maybe I could even quote it inside. We'll try to cover that because the basics have to be known. The Chassam Sofer says clearly, just we find it by Chatas Sofer, Nimtza Domei Al Kera Mizbeach. He brings a whole bunch of other psukim also over there, but that the word Metzitza means, Motzatz means to squeeze. Shabbos, you find the word Metzitza. You find that he brings psukim, other ones, other mafreshim like that. The word Metzitza, I can't say it doesn't mean Bepeh, but I could tell you it does not necessarily mean Bepeh. No, that doesn't mean that if somebody makes a Bepeh, it's not called the word Metzitza won't work over there to squeeze. But the word Motzatz Metzitza means to squeeze. When we're getting to anything else more esoteric, which is we're talking about Bepeh, whatever like that, then we get into the world of Mekabalim or whatever else it is, and that's a whole different ballgame. Okay? So now, in Shulchan Aruch, when it says the word Metzitza, it means whatever it means. But it means the Taich would be Motzatz. Now we have a Bi'ah Halacha. The first Bi'ah Halacha, and I invite everybody to please look because this is unbelievable. Shin Lamed Aleph, the first Bi'ah Halacha, and this shows you what somebody's up against. The four lines, two lines, I'm sorry. Ayin b'tshuvas bin yetzien, simin chav gimel, chav dalet, the metzitza dafke bepeh v'lo yedei dava acha. So the Bi'alocha says that when you say metzitza, it means metzitza bepeh, from the Shem, the Sefer bin yetzien, but there's going to be a very big caveat on this, so wait. Now, u'b'tshuvas yad Eliezer, simin, and when you'll take a look where the simin is, it's not here. It's blanked out. This is the only place that I know of, and I don't think there's any other place, that the Bi'alocha or whatever quotes something, and he puts down the thing, and for whatever reason, somebody who thought that he's going to do a Teufel for Klal Yisrael decided that even though the Chofetz Chaim, the Helga Chofetz Chaim, the Bi'alocha decided to be Megalotos a certain Shuvah, he felt that I should know about it, you should not know about it, and he's taking on his Achrayis, and you take a look, don't believe me. The new Mishabruas, the Dirshu, I think the newer Dirshus have, it's Simon Ayin Hay, if I remember correctly, Nun Hay, excuse me, if I remember correctly, but all the old Mishabruas, somebody blanked it out, decided that you shouldn't even know anything about it, okay? But it is, if I remember correctly, Simon Nun Hay, I could say it, all right? As a matter of fact, this Tshuva, and then I guess when that didn't work, and now, first of all, if the Be'al Locha is quoting it, that means the Be'al Locha assumed, more than assumed, knew that this tshuva was a bona fide tshuva, because the Be'al Locha was very, very careful. If anybody, it was the Chofetz Chaim who was careful in anything he said and did, and the Chofetz Chaim is bringing down this tshuva as a matter. So some people decided that this tshuva is ziyuf, doesn't never happened, never was, never will be. So not only does this other swarm had brought it down, originally it was an original tshuva, I was once told it was original. Riddle Shubas from some site and was taken out, but somebody just sent me today, this morning, they found it, I forgot which library or which thing, the original Tshuva from the Yad Sisal, yes. In other words, not only that, I saw that Rav Vozna said that he brings a riot because the Maram Shik, he was also a Talmud from the some Sofer, who argues very strongly. Maram Shik didn't agree with the Yad Eliezer, but he argues, so, and he mentions this so clearly that he also knew that the some Sofer said what he's soon going to say. So this Tshuva Yad Eliezer is bona fide, it's not Ziyuf, and Rav Vozna himself writes in the Tshuva that he doesn't like it either. But that's just too bad. You know, you can't. Choose. You know, say that. You know, you're my friend now. As long as you stay like me. And I just pulled over somebody from the brisket. You can't write history if you don't like it. It's just too bad. You can't say I like you now. As long as you say as I say. And if you don't say as I say, you know, I just these two quotes. It's interesting to know. First of all, I said the brisket rov. And I just said this not long ago. The Biskarov once told somebody, he said, I'm only the Biskarov as long as I do what the Kanoim want me to do. The day that I'm not going to listen to, then I'm nice Biskarov. He said, if you say what I want you to say, then fine. If not, same thing seems with the Chassam Sofer. If the Chassam Sofer will say what I want you to say, is fine. And if not, you know, that's it. You know, you're chucked, like we say. And of course, in Klal Yisrael, that cannot work. It's just too bad. I'm just saying, even those who disagreed, you know, I just, maybe it's a little ton, somebody was once saying about a certain, I don't know, the Rebbe, whatever, it's like that he doesn't think he ever existed. So then the Brisk, they said, oh, but he said, no, we know for sure he existed because he was mentioned in the Chayrim. So now we know he's, that's a pretty bad way of proving that somebody existed, but it is like that. I'm not saying what names, but in Brisk, they said like that. I'm so serious. They said, really, we wouldn't believe he ever existed, but we know he was mentioned in the Chayrim, so he must have existed. Right? So he's saying, well, so the Ramshik, who was, I say, very much against this, brings down this tshuva. He argues with him, whatever it is, but the Ramshik would have said, it doesn't exist. Anyway, if anybody wants it, if somebody just sent it to me, Mamish, this morning, that the exact tshuva, handwritten exactly in Mamish, the whole tshuva thing. Okay, so it exists. Now, what does it say in the tshuva? He says, the Bi'alocha, this is the Helig of Bi'alocha, bring it down. He says, Matia Limtzois Bisvug. He allows to make Metzitzo with a Spug. Now the word spug, I think it means to squeeze it out. It could be like, you know, what is that stuff that, you know, you clean up the table with, or your sponge or whatever like that. Basically, that's what it is. I'll soon tell you. All right. He says de yoisa. Now, midak every word. Lemsos spug de beduka de yoisa toiv me metzitzu bepeh. You get what he's saying? Better than metzitzu bepeh. Va'afilu b'shabbes yesh lahata b'spug. Now I'm just telling you, and this is things that you'll only know from Masaira, and it's good for you to know. My uncle learned Mila in Vilna. My uncle Modcha, everybody, probably half the people in here, he was the Moyel, and if not half the people, you know who he was. Right? He was my Moyel, that's for sure. And my uncle did thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and more of Brisson. And he learned in Vilna, and he has a ksav, he got a ksav from Reb Chaim Oizer, who gave him smicho. I don't know, we're talking about by Shechita. What is it? One is Kabbalah and the other one is Haidah. I don't know which works by Mila, but he got the ksav that Reb Chaim Oizer. And I personally have a ksav from my uncle. To my knowledge, there's nobody else that has it, not even his grandchildren, whatever. But whatever, that's not the point. Baruch Hashem, I have it. So in that way, I feel very proud. In other words, that I have direct line from Reb Chaim Oizer, that my uncle had Kabbalah, Arida, and I have that from him, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, my uncle told me, and my uncle, I don't know if you knew him, was a more honest person than him you couldn't find. Yeah, except maybe my father. They were both brothers, yeah. They were, no, they had it in their bones. If anybody knows, my father, Allah Shalom, Reb Ashezim, and whatever it is, Tzadik Sarayolam. And the word Sheker couldn't even, didn't register by then, for whatever reason, that they were. My Zayd Olav Shom is like also to be a severe Yeshua. Unfortunately, I'm the black sheep, but whatever it was, if they said it, they said it. My uncle said he never, ever, ever, ever saw Metzitza Bepeh in Europe, except one time. One time he said that they came from Warsaw, Chassidus Shmuel, and he made Metzitza Bepeh. He said it was not done. And so anybody who tells you the Zaydis and the Elder Zaydis, well, maybe the Zaydis and Elder Zaydis, but not the Zaydis and the Zaydis. It could be the Zaydis, yeah, but not the Zaydis. And again, in other words, we're talking now where this Mesoira, this, yeah, and we'll speak a little bit further, I'll show like this, okay? It was not done. He said not only that, the only way it was done was with the Sfuk, which was the Bi'alacha thing, was interesting. My uncle, now there's a third way, which we're going to come to that in 1 second, okay? So now we have to, the Bi'alacha brings down, and I'd like invite everybody to please see the Bi'alacha inside, see that it was whacked out, see, whatever I tell you, it's here, okay? Shin Lamed Aleph, the first one. I'm sorry, go ahead. You could ask any question. Anybody has something that he wants to ask, it'd be my pleasure. Okay.
Where did your uncle go in Europe that he can make the claim he never saw?
Vilna.
So he's in Vilna.
Well, listen, very good question. And the answer is, I don't know how many far you traveled. He says, where he was in Vilna. It was 3 Moyalim, I think, in Vilna. And Vilna was a year of the Aim of Yisrael. And it was not done in wherever my uncle went. Vilna, he surely went. Now, if you say next door, it could be it was. I didn't say Varsha wasn't done. And to the contrary, I think it was done. Nobody.
Could be Poland and Hungary was done.
Right. So we're not here. Yeah. Listen, every word, let's be medayik. By Reb Chaim Oizer, it was not done in Vilna. Vilna had, I think he told me 3 or 4 Moyalim. He went around with them. He learned for years.
I didn't hear what you said. The only way that was done was the sponge?
Only Reb. Now, my uncle once asked Reb Chaim Oizer, because there's a third way. And that third way is to do it with the tube. You see, he's not mentioning that. The Bi'alocha mentions the peh, And then he mentions, which is binyan tzion, then he mentions with a spook. Now, spook meaning to say either was squeezed or it was put on top and it drew it out.
I think my uncle told me,
good question. But the way they used to do it was, my uncle told me, was it's not a problem because then the schita would be the same thing. The matzis is also, you're making a chabur. If whatever you need, you can do it. But my uncle told me it was a little interesting. They didn't do it to squeeze it out per se. They put some kind of powder or something on the shmata and then they put it on top and it drew out the blood. Wasn't even that. It's a good question, and they speak about it, but the whole matzitz itself is chabur. Well, good, very good. These are all good. Okay.
Matzitz is only because of a danger. So
we'll come to that. Kama rayas to that. There's rayas, if the rayas, that you do it, that's. I'm going to give you an address that anybody who doesn't have, you know, who has time, which is very, very beautiful. The name of the sefer is Sefer Abris. I brought along to show you that it exists. You see, it's such a sefer. And as I showed the other people, it has a lot of notes over here. So over all the years, this was written by Rabbi Peretinsky, Moshe Bunim Peretinsky. He was a Talmud of my uncle's, my friend. He learned Mila by my uncle's, a world-class Talmud Chacham. This is an encyclopedia.
The Moel from Yerushalayim wrote a sefer Abris as well.
Yes, yeah. There's some, but this is sefer Abris. I can't. Let's go what we claim. One out of okay, I can only tell you my side, oh, not my side, a side. Yassel. Yassel. He did not, okay, I don't want to quote thing, but he did not always do that way. Okay, whatever, but I'd rather not go with the people, names, whatever it is. Let's, whatever it is. All right, now, I just want to tell you, it's not a question. We could be here for 5 weeks, I don't mind, but you know, by then you'll be mochiks already. Then you're going to have to start something else, so let's say, while you're still fleshiks, I want to finish, all right? I just want to tell you, he has what's called a kuntris hamatzitza. Listen carefully, all right? And this, I'm giving you an address, so anything that you want to look up. It's called kuntris hamatzitza. It starts on page, okay, I'll tell you exactly. He's on all the sudden. It's page Reish Yud Gimel in the Sefer HaBris. It's many, many pages. It'll take you a long time to read it. He brings down every shita that ever said one way or another, quoting the Sforum, where they are, the name of the Sefer, where it was, those who said only prepare, those who said not prepare, those who said B'shem Oyvanish not prepare. Everything is there. So I'm just telling you that any person who wants to be a little bit of an informed consumer, is the best thing is, you just take out the Sefer, read it. It's going to take a good few hours, but you know, it's a very light reading, but it's reading, you'll see it, all with names, addresses, and telephone numbers, all right? So I'm just telling you. So there it is. You can have all those shittas. And I'm going to quote some of those shittas. And I'm going to quote some of those shittas, but I'm just saying, if anybody wants to check up on anything that I'm quoting, I'll try to read some of it from there. If anybody wants to check up, it's my pleasure, but that's where you take a look. It's there. By the way, Oitza Chochma, anybody who has access to it, they have it on there. I printed out some pages from him. My Oitza Chochma, I said they had the Sefer over there, so even if you don't have the Sefer, you can definitely, you know, print it, you know, download it or print it from the Oitza Chochma. So it's there, nothing you can, and you can be Messiah for a whole Sefer. You do whatever you want, but it's not going to happen. All right, so now let me just go. Wait. So now we're going to the middle way. The middle way is we're talking about, which is not really middle way, you'll find out, is to do it with a toop. And for the sake of brevity, you'll ask me, what's the difference? Now, prepare, if you physiological, go like this. If you're doing it with your mouth, the only way you could squeeze, I guess you'll bite the hole. I don't know what you're going to do there. But physically, what you're doing is you are drawing in. Okay? That's the see. So if you're going to go sucking, when you suck on a straw, you do like that, you are drawing in, right? When you are squeezing, you're not drawing, you're squeezing, right? It's a double push. You see like that. Now, the Binyan Tzion, he's the one that the B'Halach quotes, he says that it should done B'Peh, but if you look in the Tshuva from the Binyan Tzion, and the other ones, Taka say like that he says you need a drawing motion, not a squeezing motion. Reb Chaim Oizer, my uncle asked Reb Chaim Oizer, why at least don't you do it with a straw over here? Not, so in other words, do the middle way. So you have that drawing motion. And Rabbi Chaim Oizer told him in no uncertain terms, das is unser minig, das is unser Kabbalah, osel shana. It's not b'dieved. He could very well have done it like that also. He said, no changes. The way that should be done, which is in Vilna, which is thousands, tens of thousands of yidden, whatever it is, I can't tell you, and that's the way it was done by all litta, basically, you'll find out soon what the thing was, to do it, not even with the straw, it was done with the shmata, which either he squeezed, I think squeezed it afterwards, but, or he put it on top and he drew it out, okay? Now, and just to quote Rabbi Aaron Kotler was once asked as to whether or not sumadaf machen mitzitza bepeh, and the answer is koidim zol tefregen sumameg machen. Whoever doesn't say Yiddish, and I know the person who was there, who told me about it, and he said that it's before you am, which stims very much, and I'll just tell you another thing, you'll learn two other things from Aryan Kotler. One, he told my uncle that if you ever do metzitza bepeh, see to it to squeeze out zedos oisik veshen, while dos is the metzitza nishtos the metzitza. Rabbi Aaron held, which is stims now with Rabbi Chaim Oisa, and which stims with the Bialach, who says yoisa beduka, that what it says in the Gemara, motzatz means literally to squeeze, not to do it the other way. So not he said, this is b'diyev, this is rabchila. He told my uncle, if you do it that way, make sure you squeeze out, which is what I do always, to make sure I squeeze out afterwards. That quote from Rabbi Aaron Kotler, which would be Alocha, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, which stims very well. It means nimtza damai, to squeeze, literally. Rabbi Moshe Bunim, he quotes in the safe over here that he spoke to Rabbi Aaron, and yeah, he did many bris in Rabbi Aaron, and Rabbi Aaron told him, it's in here in the sefer to highlight it, that Rabbi Aaron told him that even though there were many gedolim who were moicha when you make metzitza bepeh, I'm not going to be moicha if you do it. In other words, I won't scream at you. But he held that it shouldn't be done, and it's not the right way to do it. But he told Rabbi Moshe Bunim, who's quoted in the sefer over here, they said even though there were kama gedolim that were moicha, I'm not going to be moicha.
What were they moicha with the metzitza? What was wrong with
it? So it could be two ways. If in halacha, in the lomdis, because they hold metzitza means to squeeze, and you're not squeezing. Understand? You're asking good questions. No, but if you're not squeezing, right? That's the bialacha. Let's give some again. You're asking very smart, and I'm going to try to answer it. Yeah, mati limsois besvug de beduka the yoisa toiv mimetzisa bepeh. He's not even talking about health now. He's talking about just. We didn't get to that yet. We didn't go there at all yet. We're talking about on the lomdis of what metzitza is. That's the spear halacha, and that's as many of a choose like that. Bedafka, that's how it should be. So we have the three ways, clear, okay, prepare, and suck, which is a sucker motion, the other way, and then the middle way, which would be to do it with a tube. Now, because, if you'll ask me, so why in the world do you need a tube? Now, he's asking a lomdas shaila. If you want to make metzitza because you want to squeeze it out, the Rabbi says to squeeze it out. If you want to make metzitza to be a drawing motion, so draw it out. Why are you mixing in with a tube? And the answer to that is, and that's the Menshuvas, which I can tell you from Reb Chaim Berlin and Rev Yashim like that, and that's the Chassam Seifer also, that all these things are fine and good as long as there's no question of sakona. When things become a question of sakona, everything changes. Not everything, but a lot of things change. Something which could be done in an oifen which is not a sakona, and you do it in an oifen of sakona, is you're a roidif, or a retzeach, or both, whichever you want to call it. If it has to be done that way, so you'll say, mila itself is sakona, absolutely, alecha ragnu kol hayom. You got to do it, no way out. A person has to do it, and Hashem should help that nobody should ever have any mechshoyles, chas v'shalom, in any which way. But something that a person does when he has another option, and he doesn't do it, and he puts, now, you'll tell me what's sakona, and I'll take it an argument from the other side, but you don't even have to come on to that, because I'm going to go to Chaim Berlin, and we can quote it inside, I have it all highlighted here. The ones who, there's a shayla what metzitza is, but mipash, there's 99% that metzitza is because of sakona. It's because reis min halacha, and Shabbos, a third person to do it, you'd be done if there's shkia, a baby's allowed to eat, some services, allowed to eat truma if he's a koyin, even if there was no metzitza done. Metzitza is not part of the mitzvah per se. There's some that, but what we're saying, Rafua, Gemara goes Rafua.
That's
not
on Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos. They're weekdays, every day. The reason why you do, that's why you can do it. Right. But the why you're doing it all the time is because of Rafua. Oh, because you're a chayvel? You're pulling out blood? Right. No blood, sure, absolutely.
Is part of the mitzvah, or is the mitzvah?
Yes, I'm telling you. So this is pages and pages, but the consensus of, do I say 90, 95, maybe 98% of everybody that it is Mishum Rufua. In other words, I'm just proving one of the biggest proofs is like this. On Shabbos, a moel, there's a whole machlekes if a moel could do, Aruch HaShulchan speaks about it. If two moelim could do on Shabbos, one moel makes them. The thing is, machlekes, machabe, and the Ramah, if you're two people, one person has to do it. But Aruch HaShulchan says that, and they said, but the mitzitza, anybody can make, because mitzitza is only Mishum Rufua. It's like a Hatzolah call. It has nothing to do with it. This is a fair Aruch HaShulchan, but it's many Shabbos. The Gemara says like that. Mi pashtus, it is only because of refuah. So they have, and what's the refuah?
So you said?
Good. Yeah, go.
Tzitzit is sucking or squeezing?
Good question. Machlekes. That is a machlekes. Here you have to be a locha. Bring down these two sodom. wait. The Rabbi Aaron said, though, get slow.
Just in general, whatever mitzvah is it makiv or most places hold that it's not makiv? Whether it's part of the mitzvah or not?
Shh, another thing. But the Gemara says, a moil that's not moitzetz ma'avir in oisoi. It doesn't, that's what Chassam Sofer speaks out. The baby had a kosher bris. It's nothing to do with the baby's bris. It has to do with the moil. If he doesn't do it, he gets a big patch. And the reason why he gets a big patch is because he didn't do something which is to prevent sakana for the baby. Good question. That's 99% of the consensus of all the placekin, which is all in here, if you take a look at it. Okay, but let me just think. Okay, so, well, Nemon Matitza is because of sakana, which is the way it's going to be. Now, some of those who are only want matzitzah repair, whatever it is, they were talking about that. They sing like this, that, you know, the doctors were saying in their times that matzitzah is not necessary and it's not a sakon anymore. They said, chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem. So I had a doctor say that it's done many, many times and without matzitzah, no baby went into sakona. So they write that sakona doesn't mean, you know, 80%, 70%, they mean. He said 1 in 1,000. 1 in 10,000 is also sakana. That's what those they write.
For
in other words,
Shabbos, is that
yeah, sakana? That's what he says. And that's what he says. Even if it's a speck speaker, and now we're going the other side now. So now from them we can extrapolate, and nobody argues on it because you see that you make matzitzah on Shabbos. So that means even if it's 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 1,000, we're choishe for that. So now the ones who say that you have to do bedafka matzitzah say we're choishe for 1 in 10,000. So now let's extrapolate and go backwards now. If it's determined for whatever reason that this is sakona in the making of the matzitzah, so then we also have to be choishish 1 in 10,000. You can't have it both ways, right? In other words, if you'll ask me what's called sakona, sakona means 1 in 10,000, 100,000. You don't need more than that. But the same people are arguing this thing, you can't take the argument the other way, which is a double pashut. You don't have to come on to that, but it's a double pashut. I'm just proving it to you from their arguments the other way. We are choishish 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000. Which now Reb Chaim, this place can be said beverish. I'm going to quote the Chassam Sofer says it also. So let's go back. Until now we were talking about in halacha what mitzitzah is. Now we're going to go to this second part, which is, I know that the fur was flying over here and not flying over there. We're going to quote some Sofer inside. I have until what time? Just now, what time do we stop? Just go.
11.
I don't mind. I need supper here, but I'm good. No. Just give me. I'll gauge myself. I'm
going to get a little bored, which is not going to happen.
Another 20 minutes or until about 9:30. No problem. No, I have no problem. Whatever you do. Okay. So I'm going to read to you the Chassam Sofer inside and a few things that I highlighted. But I'm giving you the address is in this Sofer who brings everything down. Everything that I'm telling you, he brings down. Okay. But let's get this to the Chassam Sofer. So the tshuva was from the Yad Eliezer. I'm extrapolating from it, but it's word for word from what I'm telling you over here. He wrote a letter to his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, now, he said like this, in his town, this is the Yad Eliezer, Chadosh Mikorev Korev, in our city, Poyerenu, Bekame Yeladim, Mimoylem Mimoyel Mumcha, they got a bris from a Moyel Mumcha, Asher Porcha Bo'er Besorom, Seras Mameres, spread out onto their bodies a tzaras mameris growth. The kisasar tzaras is called bosamila. It covered over, called bosamila. If anybody's a doctor or anything that's a little bit familiar, he knows exactly what he's talking about. Mishom posisar b'chol gufam, v'har b'yelodim mesu, machmes ha-tzaras ahi. Many children that Rachmanus Shlom died. Ki ein din dinom l'mozor v'refuais tala loyoslem. Nothing helped. V'oid, eizu b'chayim chiyusam n'anochim n'chlam. And the ones that didn't die, Rachmanus Shlom, were very sick. The shoftu adoifim, and this came the boilehem haro azois mi machmas hametzisa shebepe amoyel. Hagam he bought ko amoyel. They examined the amoyel. The nimtza toya v'noki. No, he was asymptomatic. What do you call it? Loi also boy loi minei loi miktsasei meachoy lazeh. He had no symptoms. Now we're talking about not Narisha people. People they went and they said he had a hosel lemeches mi a boy bi alma. Okay, so this is the shaila, and therefore he asked, are you allowed to make matzisa? They had to, with a tube or with the thing, not to make matzisa with that. That's the shaila, okay? The tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, okay? It's not a very long tshuva. B'loi nimtza matzisa b'peh dafke kiyim l'mekobolim. You have a lashon the Chassam Sofer. This is the Chassam Sofer. Sh'oimrim l'matik adin ha'idei peh v'sayim v'ein lonu esik b'nestoris. See, if I would say this now from some Litvashidov, I know somebody asked Rav Gusman, so if you have to make mitzitza b'peh, so he said, Sinidoa din chatzitza b'mitzitza. Okay, so he asked Litvashidov, he's saying, okay, yeah. Chassam Sofer, right? The ikel amechish la sakanta kol duhu. Now this lashon of sakanta kol duhu is what I just mentioned to you before. Any chashash of sakana, we have to be choshish for. And Rav Chaim Berlin says it, svek, I have it here, all highlighted. It's brought down again in this contrast later on. Svek, svek, Rav Al Yashiv, same tshuva, a different thing, same thing. He says, chatchila make mitzitzu bepeh, but if there's a svek, speker, that means one in who knows how many thousand children, Rachman, son, something's going to happen to them, you don't do it. Now he brings down further. Shoyrish mitz motza, it's a kol echod, mitzapayim brings down. Yiman al magazim shaytim gideon, the kulam pishashi, loshen schito, the kvisha, squeezing. Lohitzi dovim mikoichai. Vimkain, ein lonu el lohitzi is adam and makam is lohikim. All you need to do is to pull it out. Yial ezapulishi, he says you can do it anyway. He says, wait, some service mashma is you don't even have to necessarily use the tube, but I'll soon tell you about the thing this. The yesh lahamin, a mumchimaze, ezapulot, the foil to my mitzisis for sayim. Okay? Now, v'oidani yoyma, still loshen of the chsam soifer, and this is a bona fide tshuva. We have the originals. So anybody who tells you that this is the thing, he's being moitzi last, and the next thing he'll tell you is that Chumash Vayikra was also a thing, and there's no end to it, all right? Which is written by already, I told you, Rav Ozna. You're not allowed to do this. It's a terrible thing. V'oidani yoyma, afilu hayim afurish b'shas, moitzis b'tiv. Let's say you wouldn't say b'feirish. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that Shas says you must make mitzitz b'tiv. You can mock him, kivin she'en zameh hechshe mila, like we said. Shum sakana, no? You hear what he's saying? It's not part of the meal, the baby. But hamol or part of the matzah is quite gomem mitzvasei. The baby's fine. But tinik muta betruma. But aviv vayse pesach. Ella shuba sakana. Asher ta'as a pula loitzi dam in megamis lechaykin. Okay. Therefore, he says, the factor of us in the meal, yalaf rapapa do mir asplanis, come on asplanis, and think, shema minobu, adin nami la mitzitza, fulu hayo muske b'mishna. Let's say you would have said it, Beferish. Forget about it. But you make sure, yes, you are right, that you make sure that it's done correctly. Okay? Very good. So we have some soifer. You can't say if and when, but he says without any suffix that first of all, Matzitz is only sakana, only Mishum sakana. Secondly, he says it's never written any place. So even if I say I never saw it, which means nothing, the Chizm Soifu, who call it Terry Kula backwards before, says it's never written any place. And then he goes and puts on this little caveat that even if it would be written, it's a shiloh, sakana, kol to who, you don't do it. Okay, this is clear. This is on page Reish Tezayin, but I told you where you'll do me and yourself a favor of you check up afterwards. It's fascinating. And I'm telling you, he brings all the other tzaddikim also. This is clear. Aside from that, I just want to quote, I know that we can't read everything, but I just want to show it like this. Okay. Now, I'm waiting for somebody to ask me a question about, because he says, and we're going to come to that in 1 second, but first I just want to quote from here. There was two tshuvas, Rav Hirsch. First he said that you have to dafke b'peh. 2 years later, he says not to do it. Hayois, shamatzitz b'peh, goram harbe choyloyim. Listen to this. We're talking about very big people over here. Matzitz b'peh is goram harbe choyloyim lahanimol, oy lahamoyol. Lo yasu oyd matzitz b'peh, rak al yidei haschuchis, shem siyarav, the fulda. Okay, this is where I'm quoting with Shams Kolos. Front of the Maidur, Makbet on it. Okay, he brings down over here also. Now this one, the front, he brings down from Chaim Berlin. Okay. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Salvechik, Abezin de Brisk. You ever heard of him? The Briskerov's father. He brought together as a moyalei ki hilasoi, but tziva aleihem shlo yimotzeitz oit bepeh. No more mitzitza bepeh. I heard this Rami Shua told me the same thing, by the way. Which I told you before. Right? Then he brings down the. Oh, now he wants to say that even according to the Binyan Tzion, that was the one who said before, Dafke Bepeh, the Isi B'Shal Shuv is Binyan Tzion, and he says that you have to have Dafke Bepeh. Therefore, he says, "Loshem mayitz means to scream, to squeeze." I said it. Aval kol panim shemanu shein kepedu lasei dafke bepeh. Hecha deef shalimsa said they mechuna b'zegama binyan tzion moida. Even the binyan tzion that says you need a drawing
he's also going to be moida that if it's done with the shpaferis, you're drawing. And I'll come to the shoddy. Therefore, ledaiti muta limsa se deha mukhuna, to use that machine. They had different kind of machines, but I'll show it to you in a second also. Then it brings down also, it brings down from Reb Chaim Berlin. A going to Reb Chaim Berlin, please listen to this on page Reish Chav Dalet. Mispala, they asked him a question, do you have to have matzitza beper? Yeah? So he said like this. He was mispala, what did you have to get put together? A whole bunch of deis, lahatis a matzitza bekli, v'chi klum matilin is a muta. This is the Lashon Reb Chaim Berlin. He's a going. Do you have to have somebody to tell you that it's muta? Something, umetarim is a toya? Same Lashon Chassam. So if b'divrei Chazal, shechiv matzitza dafke beper. Umuchalza ein l'shanis minig avisein, umayoylam, if there was a minig not to do it. Aval, listen to this carefully. Heicha de'ika shum shemetz chashash sofik sveikal asakona. You hear his lashon? He didn't leave any stones of this. Heicha de'ika shum shemetz chashash sofik sveikal asakona chas v'shalom v'adai ein l'daktik halkim minig al-besenu v'l'shoyim l'shnaisim chashash sakona. Okay? More than that I can tell you.
Please wait.
I can tell you much more.
Please say a command.
Uh-oh, what did I do over here? Blew up something?
No, okay,
fine. All right? But I'm just telling you, there's a lot more, and this is all quotes. I just try to extrapolate a little bit so we'll be able to cover some bases.
Why on the other area of Mila when it comes to babies yellow, let's
stay by Matzitza. I don't mind. No. Sakana. No, the question is, what's called yellow? Okay, that's mixing. He says you go bust the doctors. They all say that.
A speaker. Even the Mayo Clinic says it's a suffix.
No. It depends what this physiological jaundice. Wait. I'm telling you, don't. I don't mind. I'll explain to you, but we're never going to finish. Let me just finish over here. You have time? I'm more than happy to explain to you. It's a whole different ballgame. There's physiological jaundice. There's jaundice that comes from the mother's milk. There's all different kinds, because sometimes it's because of this incompatibility, of blood incompatibility, different factors, Rh factors, like that. There's what's by babies, mm-hmm. when an immature. His liver is not mature yet, therefore that'll cause that scorpion. A doctor said it's absolutely no sakana whatsoever on that. And there is other ones that the mother's milk has hormones which doesn't allow the liver to conjugate the bilirubin factor. I go to this some weeks. I we're going to go off. I just want to finish this. All right, I don't mind. Invite me again and again. Next time, I'll milk. All right, but I have no problem. When I just tell you, we'll never finish. Let me just tell you now.
You get a better suction
as opposed to.
Squeezing? Sponge.
I just told you so. You get no suction by sponge. You're way off. That's what I'm telling you. You get no suction. It's a machlaikis. That's and a tube. I'll show you the tube. I went personally.
You get a squeeze or you get a sponge?
Suction. That's what he's saying. That's what I'm telling you. I told you right in the beginning. Don't let anybody scream. Don't be yelled. You got to be smart. I'm telling you. I'm telling it myself. Don't be a chamor. I want to tell you. I'm not talking to you. You want to hear? I'll tell you a good story. I'll tell you a good story from Rav Gifter. My chabrusa once told me. But I'm not going to tell you the names. Rav Gifter was by a sheva brachas of a certain person, a choshva person who was second marriage. Okay, the guy married and got remarried again. Okay, Rav Gifter spoke by that sheva brachas, and he spoke and he said like this. He said he doesn't understand. The Torah says that other Marishan listened to his wife. And it became a churban. Whatever, that's what right. By Sarah and Abram, it's called Mash Tishma B'Piyah. He says, are you supposed to listen to your wife? I'm not supposed to listen to your wife. Could you make up your mind? You know what Rav Gifter said? The Tedit says, Rabbi Yishai Medaf Hobim Sheikhu. Say it in English. The Torah says, "Rabbi, say you have to have a little brains." Okay, that's what he answered. I understood why he spoke by the Sheva Brachas like that. He said, "Amadi, you have to listen to your wife, and Amadi, you're not allowed to listen to your wife." You know what the answer is? Sheichel. And this has to do with everything that we're talking about and everything. Don't let emotions or don't let people think medaf hab and sheichel. Rabbi saying, "I went to Reb Shlomo Zalman." I have to repeat because I'm the thing. Together with other people, they're alive today. Okay, so in Kefsim Gay. And I went to him, it was Moitzoy Shabbos, it was shortly before his Nifta, and I asked him, I told him I'm a moyel and I'm not a politician, what should I do as far as Matzitza Bepeh is concerned? Tell me what to do. This is the AIDS, and I must have been 15, 20 years ago, I don't remember when he was Nifta, but whatever it was, that was. He told me like this, I'll tell you what. Anybody ever understand Yiddish over here? You don't understand Yiddish? Okay, if you don't understand, wait, raise your hand, I'll try to explain. He said, Mitapar Tech Siddiq, a few days before, is that I'm coming to me, came into me, a younger man. He had AIDS from the Jewish line. He told me, you know, this lotion that he told me. We got AIDS from, it's not my point, it's not my problem, it's his problem, whatever it is. So he said like this, how could I tell you? He said it's a sakona snafoshis to do it. I want to tell you, the Moilam Nebuchu got sick, which I can't think, but it could be maybe blamed on something they picked up from something along the line from that, and there are good reasons to think that it was so, but we're not even going to that. For Shlomo Zalman, everybody knows. He told this to me, and not only me, other people. Let's be, listen. He said, sakona snafoshis. You know what? I was a wise guy. Maybe I think, I asked him, I said, Abazoi, why doesn't the Rav come out with a ksav that you're not allowed to do mitzitzah b'peh, sakonas nefashis, right? Isn't that an obvious question? And I wasn't afraid to ask him, no, because I didn't come to fight. I came to ask, tell me what to do. So he said, Mechvalach Zogan de Emes, very sweet person, I don't know, whatever it is. He was, I don't think he was wearing a shirt, he was wearing his cotton on top of, I think, an undershirt or pajamas then. My son Shabbos, it's a nice, unassuming akin. They're going Neulam, they're looking slow. So he said, Mechvalach Zogan de Emes, I'll tell you the truth. He said, Ich bin an alter Yid, I'm an old person. In a chobnish ken keach, I have no strength, mizol duchvaf, and they should throw steiner stones duch mein fenster, through my windows. I say, don't! This is the lashon that Reb Shlomo Zalman told me. So I walked out from there with two psukim. See, I did that much damage to gave me seichel. I said, two psukim from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Everyone understand
right,
what I said?
It's right.
What?
If it's correct, and if it's something you should say, then yeah.
So I walked out from two psukim from Reb Shlomo Zalman. One, that mitzitzah v'peh sakonas nefashos, and number two is, I'm not mechuyev to be meis nefesh. If he doesn't have to, I don't have to. I tell you, mamish, I was so, he really, it's not my problem to tell people not to do mitzitzah v'peh. Now, if he's the God of others, and this is going on for years and years and other people, it's like that. You know what you know, if you can sleep at night, it's not my problem, it's your problem. And that's certainly not mine. If the God Lador says, I don't have too many windows, but I'm not interested, that's all. You know, you want to fight and you want to get into trouble, so get into fights. Okay. Let me go. Wait, I'm not finished with the story.
So nobody ever did the Moyle's perspective. The Moyle can get sick.
Yeah, whoa, what are you talking about? Shem Yerachim. No. But it's worse than that. The boil could get sick and give it over to the next baby.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Terrible. And listen, I want to tell you something. Sheichel, Rabbi said. And just what I'm telling you, use your own Sheichel to understand it. You have people today, and I want to tell you something. I'm being careful and try to be even more careful. That people, let's say that they're gerim, okay? I know, we'll start in Mubala Chuba, I don't want to go into it. Who were places where they weren't supposed to be until they came today. And they may, and I know this for a fact, they may be carrying things, and their child may be carrying things, or the wife may be carrying things, or they both may be carrying things. And the moil is going to go to make matzitza on that baby, and I know for a fact of, okay, that's it. A remez is enough. I don't have quite for this, all right? But it certainly is so, all right? And you don't want the moil to make matzitza on his son, and then come to make it on your son. For any obvious reasons, okay? And I'm saying this on the lotion thing. I'm not even going into herpes. I'm not going into hepatitis. And the babies are not, today, a lot of babies are not taking a very big price dome. Today, there's a lot of people are not giving in, immunizations for the babies. Who knows what's carrying and when? And I'll tell you the truth. It's a much smaller sakana for the moil than for the babies. Because the moil is an older person. His immune system is already handled it. He may have hit these kind of things before. The baby gets hit like a ton of bricks. Shrek looks sure.
Well,
let me finish. It doesn't help. I did it first yesterday. I did it today. I'm doing tomorrow. So when should I get tested? Yesterday, today, tomorrow. Who knows what I picked up this morning? Listen, we'll get it. It's worthless. I'm telling you, I don't mind. I'm telling you, I don't mind. I could talk to you all night. I just don't. I know. I have a bird. But wait. Let me just finish. I'm telling you.
All night also.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't eat supper and I didn't have marib and have a bird. So just listen. I don't mind. I'm telling you, but let me just cover this base. I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I told those people, the stipler, my grandfather used to live in Rajbam 12. The stipler, the house next door, I think it was 12, it was 10 or 14, I don't remember. But next door, Reb Chaim Kanievsky knows me for Zichur Lizeinikov. I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the same thing. And I went in and I asked him, people there, and I asked him, I told him, for Zichur Lizeinikov. Yeah, I told him, Ben Amoyel, Vos Zolichton. He said like this, Nutzin ashvoy feres, use a glass, a tube, a zoi fleck me machen by the chazenish. Thank you. I didn't go into Baita. I didn't say, you're not allowed to do it the other way. He told me what to do. I went from him to Reb Chaim Greenemann all of a sudden. He was nifted in between. And I asked him the same lashon. And it sounded like that he must have had a microphone in the other room. He said the same words. Nutzen Ashvay Feres Azoif Lek B'machem Bar Chazoynish. Chazoynish was a frumak. I'm saying it in a positive way. She'en k'moyu. The Chazoynish was makbid only to use a Shvei Feres.
What would you have done if one of them said do Pitzu Pepe?
I'm sorry, what?
What would you have done if one of them said do Pepe, one said do Shvei Feres?
Then I would have to yell the Chazoynish. Okay, I'll ask him. I'll help me out. All right, I'll find a real smart guy who's going to tell me what to do. What would I do? What would I have done if my grandmother had two wheels, a little bell, and a little headlight? She would have been a trolley car, right? What would I have done? You see, I'm going to make a fit. I went to three G'dayli Olam and they all told me.
You're basically saying that all suck.
Let me finish. Yeah, let me finish. That's the Chazoynish. See, the Chazoynish is going the middle way. The first shita was you need drawing. The second, which Binyan Tzion. The second shita was squeezing. That's Reb Aaron and the thing. The Chazoynish was being choishish for that first shita, which is drawing. He had a middle way. And the Chazoynish, there are people who are there. I have it on tape from Moylem. It's like this. The Chazoynish said, if you do it with a tube, there's not even a hida mitzvah otherwise, because you covered all the bases. You covered sucking, and you covered health. He said the lashon of the Chazoynish was kein hida mitzvah oichnish. This is the way to go. That's what the Chazoynish said. Now, and I know this. By the way, Rabbi Yosef Chaim was on the field. Wait. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef Chaim. Oh, he didn't wasn't choishish for that, but I do it. See, that's what Rabbi Aaron. Rabbi Aaron didn't like that. No, not blowing in. Okay. Wait. Slow. Let me finish. Okay. So Chazoynish, and this is how it was by the Chazoynish. There's a ma'aseh. Somebody there was a Siddush Rav was there, and he asked the Chazoynish that you're being mishana. So Chazoynish is like this. This is how we always do it. If I do otherwise, I'm being Mishana. If by you, you're always the otherwise, you don't be Mishana. But I'm not being Mishana. This is how I do it. I've heard this from people who did, one guy is writing my name indirectly, 50,000 Brisson said, only Chazoynish, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld only did with a tub. And now we can go down to all this question I just now told you. You read it over here. Now listen to this. Somebody's going to come and say that it's Halachah Moshe Sinai. So I'm going to come to tell you like this. Mi anoichi? Do I know? I just know like this. Rabbi Chaim Moshe didn't know about this Halachah Moshe Sinai. The Chazoynish didn't know about Halachah Moshe Sinai. The Chofetz Chaim, who brings down everybody, you know, the Pesach, usually when the Chofetz Chaim brings two shilas, two sheetahs, the second one is where he passes. The Chofetz Chaim, I heard from, I have it on tape, from a moyel who was there. The Chofetz Chaim told a certain moyel, he said, not as you mentioned, stupid people, but they mean, which they think you have to make mitzitzah b'peh. He told us someone because they didn't do it. It wasn't done. It wasn't done in hell. You shouldn't do it. So wait. So therefore, like this, if somebody's going to tell me Halachah Mishnah, I tell them, I just know if I'll be able to sit anywhere near any of these people, the brisket of, we just now said Reb Chaim Berlin, Reb Yashiv. I mean, they didn't know. So if you know about it, so it's your problem. I'm not going to tell you. Do what you want. I've said this many times. I don't go, I'm just using Marshall, I was born there. In Williamsburg, I don't go to Williamsburg and hang up signs, don't do Matzitsa Bebel. Fine, I did. You think I'll get killed, even in the middle of the night. Okay, right. But I'm asking a favor that they shouldn't come to me and tell me I should do it. I don't have a problem if you do it. You think it's worthwhile. Whatever, you have your place. Fine, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you if I have a Messiah.
What? If you do the bris and the father's will,
that's a very good way. Now, a lot of the paiskim who are very, very strong with mitzitza b'peh, you know, they don't want to be happy with the tub. They say this middle way. It's not 100%, but it's a lot better. Because the baby is not going to be exposed to the thing. I had this week every day a bris
b'chashem. Why is it 100%?
I'll tell you why. Because the father could be shedding herpes, and therefore he may give it. As a matter of fact, I have it over here. This was given out, and anybody who wants copies, if somebody gives me, I don't mind. You know, sending it. This is from the biggest, the most truma guy. Truma, I don't say the wrong word. This is the people who are the most pro mitzitzah b'peh. These are the rabbanim all signed on it, and they gave out a kol kari. If you read this and you let a moyel do mitzitzah b'peh on your baby, this is it. Vav nishmeta stam, signed by Chassidish and Rav Kohn and other ones that are like, not Rav Kohn, David, you can read it, I can send it to you, anybody who wants, give me, if you don't, I don't want to send 100 people, you give me one email address, I'll send it to you, and everybody should, every parent should read anyway. It's, if you, they rate what you should do, what you shouldn't do, it's unbelievable, mamish. But I'm just saying, the way they say it, if Moyle had two occurrences in his life of herpes, not allowed to do Matzitsa Bepeh anymore. So all these guys who say they're doing Matzitsa Bepeh, what are they, from the 20%? 80% of us, by the way, once you're 30, 40 years old, Got it. It means that we have antibodies in our of it. Everybody has it. You never had, everybody had it. No, you never had a cold sore in your life. So don't be ridiculous. The answer is, and you have antibodies. But I want to tell you like this. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have to be, the person has to have seichel. The doctors, you'll ask the doctors who are the pediatricians and flappers and all like that. Case if the case. The only reason why you're not hearing so many cases, you're not hearing anything, because this guy, I know a case that the baby had it, and they rushed him to a hospital out of New York because they want a kash of mice. But there are a lot of moilim, and this is unbelievable also, this is with all due respect, are making believe they're making mitzvahs, but not even doing that. Moilim have told me personally they had one incidence. They had a second incidence. They can't do it anymore because the third time they're going to put him in jail. They call up, hello, Rabbi Friedman. That Friedman is not his name. Hello, Rabbi Levine. They're there. So what do? They're making belief. They bend down and they make believe. And he said, he said, I tried to tell the father to do it, but if not, listen, I don't want to lose the business. This is, Belsky knew about this. This is already a while back. This is going on. So the only reason why there may be less incidences is because they're not even getting mitzvahs in the first place. They're not making mitzvahs with a pad, not making it with a tube, not making it with a verse. They're doing nothing. Now, you'll ask me what the guy's heter is, ask him. I don't want to get into that.
Was there Belsky himself too?
I don't speak about other people. I just know that I did. Where's Kelman? Kelman's here?
Is he here?
No, okay, I did by his name. I did many, many, I did his brother, his brother, his name, with a tube, and Rabelsky said, good, in front of all the people. I did with Kelman, he said, good. And then he said, the other ones, they're not making it all. Rabelsky was a very, very smart man, a very practical man, and whatever else it is like that. He didn't say, you shouldn't make Matisse Bepet. Oh, I'm not misquoting him, and I didn't say that. He did say, good, that's loud in front of all the people. Yes, come, it was by the best, whatever. Okay, let me just sort of put it a little together here. Rabbi Sai, in all these psokim that we had over here, listen, all these psokim that we had over here, they didn't have DNA testing. They didn't have, I don't know what kind of testing it was. A moil went, he did it once, the baby got at saras. He did it twice, the baby got saras. They said, my dear sir, you're not going to do it anymore. They didn't say, well, did you do DNA testing and see this and see that and stats? You know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. If a moil, and I can tell you, I know many years ago, when I was first starting out, even there was the Bris out in Long Island, there was a doctor over there. He told me of a certain moil, and he said that he had, at that time, three babies that he infected from the tzitzit of that. This one, we're back 20, 25 years. This moil, never was sick also. You don't know who he is. But if you do know who he is, they stopped him. So his kehillah stopped him. And then for the rest of the 20 years, he made the bris and he had somebody else making the mitzitzah. But you can't say it didn't happen. It never happened. Now, even if there was no DNA testing, it's not relevant. A guy does something, and if it walks like a dog, and quacks like a dog, and smells like a dog, and is yellow like a dog, it's probably a dog, right? I mean, the chances are like that, right? I mean, we're going to go, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? That's what I'm telling you. You had over here, Bikuach. He said like this, he said like that. And he brings an old man who said he had this. What are you bringing me a cup? You know, I once, I was in Eretz Yisrael, somebody picked my ticket, somebody, whatever it's like that. So then, right afterwards, the guy wanted to take me again to Eretz Yisrael. So I was young, married then, I had a whole bunch of little babies. So I went to my mother-in-law, we wanted to go, and he was going to pay for the tickets again. It was 6 weeks later. So my mother-in-law says, I don't know if you should go. She was an old Hungarian. All right, family with kids. So we went to Rapam over Shom. So I asked Rapam, is it okay to go? She was afraid, you know, you're going away. It's supposed to go. So Rapam says, no problem. So I came back. I told my mother-in-law, you know, she said, if Rapam gives me biksav, that he'll take care of all your kids and bring them up, then I'll think about it. So, you know what? Sometimes you have to have an alter babushka tell you the right. She's 100% right. We didn't go. Yeah, and halacha, it's right. At five little babies over there like that, she wasn't interested that me and my wife aren't going to come back, and who's going to handle this thing? So, yeah, Rapam is going to take him to the house. And I'm not saying no, because you understand? I'm saying sometimes you got to use seichel. That's it, Rabbi say. Seichel, definitely. So I'm saying like this. Aside from the fact, I just want to tell you, I know, and this is not a hashara yediyah, I know of matchups, DNA matchups between moilim and babies who caught herpes. I don't want to go into it, it's not relevant. Not only that, these people also know about it, because here in one of these papers is a siruv against a moil that he's not allowed to do person anymore, etc., from the same vad mishmeres. Now, just to answer with the mouth, with your father. I'll tell you what I do, I don't talk about other people. First of all, I want to show you what a shpeferis is. This is many, many years ago, somebody told me, anybody who knows it, and then we're finishing, Rabbi Sai. This is a, but the drug addicts you, right? Okay. All right, yeah. All right. This, I buy this for the case. But the other people, it's 10 cc's. It's a perfect size. By the way, Reb Chaim Brisker, once he went to the room and he saw on the table a glass tube, he said, if that would be open on both sides, that's perfect for mitzitzah, which is the Brisker right away, they measured it. This has, excuse me, on one side it's small, so there's no, my saliva can't go that. This is exact size, which fits right over. See?
It's a little too big for a baby, I don't know.
I like it, but I don't know.
I thought a baby is a small.
Okay, but I do. Okay, now, listen, okay, fine. I love people who don't know what they're talking about. And say, okay, but I'm not talking about you. You
know, okay. It's the size of
I agree with what you said that you don't know. That part we both agree on.
Now, so what is
okay,
anyway, hey, hey, hey.
Okay, the kids said, no, I'm going to go argue with that. I'm going to go measure it out. Bring me four babies. Let's put on it.
You are not babies. I will make more money.
Okay, so evidently, if I know babies, I say it's good. Then it's good, right? Okay, go on. Okay. All right, Rabbi Sakai. Okay, we're finished. Okay, Rabbi Sakai. So therefore, I just want to tell you that this was great. I personally say like this. I recommend very highly that you make Matisse of the Shvei Ferris. If those parents who insist, because, you know, I just want to tell you, and I've said this before also, it is a new thing to me. A guy came to me, and he said, listen, he does not want matzitza b'peh. His wife does not want matzitza b'peh. His daughter does not want it, and his son-in-law probably doesn't want it. But his mechutna, who was born in Budapest, wants it. So what should I do? So I said, what do you want me to do? He said like this, I'll pay you extra if I bend, if you bend down and make believe you made matzitza b'peh. I didn't know. I could have made a lot of money. I know how much he was going to give me. But whatever like that, I thought, there's no such thing. I can't do this. Either yes or no, because there's this fighting on both sides over here. So the guy said like this, nobody will ever know. Not the Rav, not the king. There's no such thing. But let me tell you what I personally do, which is, you know, I tell this right out, straight up now. I suggest, which is the way, the Rosh Hashanah told me, and it was done as finished. If a father insists on it, and I'll tell him, if you'd like, you can do it yourself, which I did once this week. Yes, this week was once the father did it himself. Or a Zayda. And the answer to that is like this. I know in Muncie for sure that one where Zayda Nebuch was infected his grandchild, but the chances are much smaller. I know two cases I know, one a father, one a Zayda. But it's infinitesimal compared to if you're going to have a strange person, especially a strange person who's going from baby to baby, and you don't even know, they're testing in their head. 5 minutes ago, you picked it up. What are you going to test over there? It's not going to help you 2 cents. So the Lemaisa, that is my middle. And there are plenty of people who yell at me that I shouldn't even give the choice. It's a kind of, what it won't go into that, how, what, when. I've already spoken about it. And this is the middle way that I would be Mashiach to do. I covered as much bases as I could in the time allotted to us. Maybe one day we'll go further. But again, I want to tell you, anything that I, basically everything I've said, except those things that I quote myself, is in Kuntres Amatzitza. Take a look at it. And anybody who wants all the paperwork and anything, if you give me one address, I'll send it to you, and you can give it over to anybody who wants.